The Age of Exploration. Section 1. Great Voyages of Discovery.
If you were there. Your uncle is a Portuguese ship captain who has just come back from a long sea voyage. He shows you a map of the new lands he has seen. He tells wonderful stories about strange plants and animals. You are studying to become a carpenter, but you wonder if you might like to be an explorer like your uncle instead. How would you decide which career to choose?
Building background. A spirit of adventure swept across Europe in the 1400s. Improved maps showed new lands. Travelers' tales encouraged people to dream of finding riches and adventure. Desire and opportunity to explore. An interest in discovery and exploration grew in Europe in the 1400s. Improvements in navigational tools, cartography, and shipbuilding allowed European sailors to go farther than they ever had before. Reasons to explore. Why did people set off to explore the world in the 15th century? First, they wanted Asian spices. Italy and Egypt controlled the trade routes to Asia, charging very high prices for spices. In fact, pepper cost more than gold. Many countries wanted to find a route to Asia so they could get spices without having to buy from Italian or Egyptian traders. Religion gave explorers another reason to set sail. European Christians wanted to convert more people to their religion to counteract the spread of Islam in Europe, Africa, and Asia. Simple curiosity was also an important motivation for exploration. Many people read stories of Marco Polo's travels and other explorers' adventures. They learned about new lands and creatures, and they became curious about the world. Advances in technology. Whatever their reasons for exploring, Europeans wouldn't have gotten very far without advances in technology. Sailors started using the astrolabe and the compass to find routes they could follow to reach faraway places and return safely home. More accurate maps allowed sailors to sail from one port to another without having to stay right along the coast. Before these advances, most sailors avoided the open sea out of fear they might not find their way back to land. Other advances, mainly by the Portuguese, came in shipbuilding. They began building ships called caravels. Caravels used triangular sails that, unlike traditional square sails, allowed ships to sail against the wind. By replacing oars on the ship's sides with rudders at the back of the ship, the Portuguese also improved the steering of ships. The new ships helped Portuguese sailors take the lead in exploring. Portuguese and Spanish explorations. A man who never went on any sea voyages was responsible for much of Portugal's success on the seas. Known as Prince Henry the Navigator, he built an observatory and a navigation school to teach sailors how to find their way. He also paid people to sail on voyages of exploration. Spanish sailors later followed the Portuguese example of exploration around the world. Africa. Even with new technology, travel on the open sea remained dangerous and scary. One person described what happened to sailors on a voyage south. Those which survived could hardly be recognized as human. They had lost flesh and hair. The nails had gone from hands and feet. They spoke of heat so incredible that it was a marvel that ships and crews were not burnt. Anonymous sailor, quoted in Edward McNall Burns et al., World Civilizations. In spite of the dangers, Portuguese explorers sailed south, setting up trading posts along the way. In 1488, a ship led by Bartolomeu Dias succeeded in sailing around the southern tip of Africa. The crew, tired and afraid of the raging seas, forced Dias to turn back. However, they had found a way around Africa. Vasco da Gama sailed around Africa and landed on the west coast of India in 1498. A sea route to Asia had been found. See their routes on the map. A new world. Imagination, daring, and a few mistakes enabled Portuguese and Spanish sailors to discover the Americas. They thought these lands were a new world. An Italian sailor thought he could reach Asia by sailing west across the Atlantic. That sailor, Christopher Columbus, told his idea to the Spanish monarchs, Ferdinand and Isabella. He promised them great riches, new territory, and Catholic converts. It took Columbus several years to convince the king and queen, but Isabella eventually agreed to pay for his journey. In August 1492, Columbus set sail with 88 men and three small ships, the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. On October 12, 1492, he and his tired crew landed on a small island in the Bahamas. What was Columbus's mistake? He didn't realize another continent lay in front of him, and he believed he had reached Asia. At that time, Europeans called Asia the Indies, so Columbus called the people who lived on the island Indians. Columbus made three more journeys to America during his lifetime, never realizing that he had found a land unknown to Europeans. Columbus died, still believing that he had reached Asia. Another mistake enabled Portuguese explorer Pedro Cabral to discover South America. He tried to sail around Africa, but he sailed too far west, landing on the coast of what is now Brazil. In 1520, Ferdinand Magellan led a voyage around the southern tip of South America. A Portuguese navigator sailing for Spain, Magellan daringly continued sailing into the Pacific, even though his ships were dangerously low on food and fresh water. Although Magellan was killed before he made it back to Spain, the voyage he directed became the first to circumnavigate, or go all the way around, the globe. Conquest of America. When Spanish explorers arrived in America in the early 1500s, the Aztec Empire in Mexico and the Inca Empire in Peru were at the height of their power. Their buildings and the riches of their cities impressed the conquistadors. The Spanish saw these empires as good sources of gold and silver. They also wanted to convert the native peoples to Christianity. Spanish explorers led by Cortes and Pizarro soon conquered the Aztecs and Incas. The Spanish had better weapons, and they also brought new diseases, such as smallpox. Diseases killed possibly more than three-quarters of the native peoples, who had no immunity to the diseases. The Spanish soon ruled large parts of North and South America. English and French in America. Like Spain and Portugal, England and France wanted to find a route to Asia to get spices. After Spain and Portugal explored and gained control of the southern routes, the English and French looked for a waterway through North America. Exploring new lands. In 1497, John Cabot, an Italian sailing for England, sailed west to the coast of Canada. Like Columbus, Cabot mistakenly thought he had reached Asia. In 1535, French explorer Jacques Cartier sailed up the St. Lawrence River into Canada. Although neither of these explorers found a route to Asia, they claimed land in North America for England and France. Competing for land and wealth. Besides looking for a route to Asia, England hoped to find riches in the New World. But Spain controlled the gold and silver of the former Aztec and Inca empires. The English queen sent a sailor named Francis Drake to the Americas to steal gold and silver from Spanish ships called galleons. Drake became a rich and famous pirate. Defeat of the Spanish Armada. The Spanish were furious with the English for these raids. In 1588, Spain sent 130 ships to attack England. This fleet, called the Spanish Armada, was part of Spain's large, experienced navy. But the English, with their faster ships and better guns, defeated the Armada. Returning from battle, more Spanish ships were lost in storms at sea. Fewer than half the Spanish ships ever returned to Spain. The defeat of the Spanish Armada saved England from invasion. It also meant Spain no longer ruled the seas, and it allowed England to gain power. A new European worldview. The voyages of discovery changed the way Europeans thought of the world and their place in it. The explorations brought new knowledge about geography and proved some old beliefs wrong. For example, Europeans learned that ships didn't burn up crossing the equator and that the Americas were a separate landmass from Asia. Geographers made more accurate maps that reflected this new knowledge. Improved map-making also helped shape a new European worldview. For the first time, Europeans could see maps of the whole world. They saw new lands and possible trade routes. By controlling the trade routes and the resources in the new lands, they might gain great wealth. Voyages of discovery brought the beginning of a new period in which Europeans would spread their influence around the world. Summary and preview. European explorers sailed on voyages of discovery in the 1400s and 1500s. They found wealth, converts for Christianity, and new continents. In the next section, you will read about the effects these discoveries had on Europe, Africa, the Americas, and Asia. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.